This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi Say Parshas Lech Lecha. Okay, today's shiur we're going to call Hold On To Your Shoes. We'll see. Very interesting, we know in Halacha, the Halacha always gives precedence to the right side over the left side. You know, when a person gets dressed, you put on your shirt, you put your right arm first, right leg in first, right sock on first, right shoe on. When you wash, by the way, when you take a shower, Mishnah Berurah brings down, first you should wash your head. First shampoo. People say, I like to shampoo last. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says, first you wash your head, you wash your face, then you do the right side and the left side. Okay. No. That's a very common problem. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down, what's the reason? Why does the right side in Halacha have precedence over the left side? Mishnah Berurah brings down, I believe, from the Taz. Shekein Matzinu, the Torah, we find in the Torah. Shehayimin, Chashuv, Tamid. The right side is always more Chashuv. Le'inyin Bayan Yad, Beregel, in terms of putting the blood on the parts of the Kayin, it's the right hand first. Throughout the Chumash, we find Shemakdimin Hayimin Lahasmal. The right side is always more Chashev. Boyen Yodai Hayimanis, Boyen Raglai Hayimanis. But I was looking, but why? Why does the Torah give Chashivus to the right side? Why the right side? So the why? The Mishnah Berurah, I was looking yesterday, I couldn't find it right away. I knew I once saw in the Mishnah Berurah a reason why the right side is more important. I thought it was in Siman Beis by Halachos of getting dressed, but actually he writes it in Siman Dalet. And that is, why is the right side more important? Kedei sheyizgaber yemin shehu chesed al simoel shehu din. Conceptually, the right side represents God's attribute of chesed. The left side represents God's attribute of strict din. That's why you're supposed to pour first from the right, with your right hand, onto the left hand, so that chesed should be misgaber over din. I also once found, that far, you know, we don't know. But the right side represents chesed, the left side represents din. Once saw even more interesting, that one of the reasons perhaps why the right side is more important is because when the Torah was given, Miyaminai, Eish Das Lamad, Hashem gave the Torah with his right hand. Right, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, when the Gemara in Brachos, this is in Siman Gimel, Isaiah, he says, Kran is Boer, you know, Ein Mekanchen B'yad Yamin.
What do you mean the Torah was given with the right hand? There's no right, there's no left for Hashem.
Good question. Conceptually, the way we image it, the imagery of it, somehow is given, like we said, chesed. The Torah is a chesed. Ahava rabba haftanu. The Torah is God's greatest illustration of his chesed. We know we don't... When a person, you know, halacha talks about everything. Person is mekaneach. Person wipes. You don't use your left hand. You're supposed to use your right hand. Because you're not supposed to use your right hand. Right? When a person wipes, you don't use the right hand. You're supposed to use the left hand. Why? Because with your right hand you eat, you write, and if you're a conductor for the philharmonic, for the balkoire, you're supposed to use your right hand, and you tie the tefillin with the right hand, so therefore you're not supposed to wipe with the right hand, only with the left hand, but not the middle finger.
But you put the tefillin on the left arm.
But the chashivus is given to the hand that you tie it with. We'll see.
The Baruch Hu makes you a lefty. Yeah. That is simon that You're weaker or deficient.
I don't know. Okay. Anyway, that's the halacha. However, there is one exception to this rule, and this is something we're probably all familiar with, that even though the right side always takes precedence, there is one area of halacha where the left side takes precedence. Tefillin, right? The Shulchan Aruch writes, look at number 4 in Siman Beis, Sif Dalet, Yino, Mino, Yamin, Tchila, first you tie the right, first you put on the right shoe first, V'layik Shireno, but don't tie it yet. V'yachakach Yino, Shosmo, then put on the left shoe, V'yik Shireno, you tie the left shoe first, V'yachso, V'yichso, Shosho, Yamin, and then you tie the right shoe. Okay, very interesting. Even though, when it comes to anything else, the right side always has precedence. When it comes to tying shoes, the left side has precedence. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Why?
Why?
Says the Mishnah Berurah. Because when it comes to tying, the left side is more important. Where do we see that? Tefillin. You tie the tefillin on your left arm.
Because you're using the right hand to tie it.
No, that's not why you tie with you. That's not why, right? Right? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Dele'inyin Kshira, because regarding tying, Matzinu, we find Shahatayra Nitna Chashivos El Hasmal. The Torah gives Chashivos to the left hand, Shekoy Shalat Tfil Shayad, because you put the Tfil in Shayad. So therefore, Rabbi Isai, therefore, since when it comes to everything else, the right side is more important. The Torah was given with the right arm of God. The right side is Din. The right side is what you put the bayin yad, bayin rega. But when it comes to tying, the left side is more important, so therefore you tie your left shoe first. So the question we have to ask is, huh? What in the world do shoelaces got to do with your tefillin?
What does tying have to do with the left hand?
Agra Ravina.
Why is tying reserved for the left hand? I mean, from a practical...
No, we're not. We're saying that because you tie the tefillin with the left hand, therefore the shoelaces, you're supposed to tie your left shoe first. What are the shoelaces?
You tie the tefillin with your left hand. You put it on your left hand, but you tie it with your right hand.
But regarding tying, we give importance to the left side by tying it onto the left side first, and therefore we tie the left shoe first, and that's why we put on, there's some kind of connection between shoelaces and tefillin. Bechlal, very interesting.
It reverses. He put on the first the left shoe and then the right shoe. It's chayav misa.
No, you have to have azara.
No, no.
If he's a Polak here.
It depends why he's doing it. It depends why he's doing it. If he's just careless or he's not thinking or he's tired, no, there's no punishment. But if he doesn't want to follow the halacha badafka, so I don't envy that person. Okay. It's very interesting. Very interesting. Not only that, what if a guy comes and says, B'shas HaShmad, put on your left shoe first, you got to give up your life not to listen to him. We'll see about that. Okay? And even more.
That's giving up your Judaism?
Yeah, we'll see. It's Beferish Gemara. The Gemara, now listen to this. We know we start every morning Shachris with Adon Olam. Yeah, Adon, look at number 12. Adon Olam Hashem Malach. You ever wonder, why is that at the beginning of davening? Why do we say Adon Olam?
Who was the first one?
You say it at the end too.
Very interesting. Very interesting. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Brachos, on Dav Zayin Amid Beis, look at number 14. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Miyayim Shabara Hakadosh Baruch Hu Es Ha'olam. From the time that God created the world, Lo Haya Adam Shekarai LaHakadosh Baruch Hu. Adain. No one ever called God Master. Ad Sheba Avraham. Until Avraham came, Vekarei Adain Shenemer. Like it says, Vayomer Adai Shem Elokim. Yeah, Hashem, Agin Herod Eretz Yisrael. Avram was the first to refer to God as Adoin, and since he was the first to refer to God as Adoin, this is his chashivos, this is his greatness. He was the first to recognize God as Adoin. What else was Avraham's contribution to Klal Yisrael? Well, he had many contributions. The Gemara tells us in Brachas on Chav Vav Amabez, the Avos were Masakein the Tfilos. Yaakov Avinu was Masakein Mariv. Yitzchak was Masakein Mincha. And Avraham was Masakein Shachris. So, there's a story that the brother of Chaim Belajner, Reb Zemela, once published a Siddur. And in his Siddur, he had a comment the following. That he comes to the Gra, he wants to get Haskama for his Siddur. The Gra opens up the Siddur, and Reb Zemela said, you know why we start Shachris with Adonai Olam? Because since Avraham Avinu was Masakein Shachris, and Avraham Avinu was the one who innovated the concept that Hashem is Adonai, therefore it is most appropriate to begin Shachris with Adonai Olam.
Does the Siddur have motto?
Yeah. So Siddurim have a lot of things that I don't like. But the Siddurim say to say Reishis Chachma, right? The Mishnah. Anyway.
What did
we'll see about Matovo. Yeah.
What did they say
there was a story that this parent didn't want to send to a yeshiva. Finally sent to yeshiva, and they're going on an outing. The kid is taking his time. The father says, "What are you doing?" Says, "I forgot. They taught me I have to turn my left first, right, and then the right. But I turned the right, so I had to go back." That's what they teach in yeshiva. No more yeshiva. Didn't go to yeshiva. Years later, about to marry a shiksa, and calls her up for the day of the wedding. Says, "I can't marry you. I'm Jewish. I can't marry you." So she, he was tying his shoes, and he remembered. Then he became prum. She wanted to know what Judaism was all about. They both wound up in Eretz Israel and got married. So see the tying shoes.
I get it. Very good, Shkayach. So this Mechaber brought the Siddur to the Gra, and the Gra says, if this is the only thing that it says in this Siddur, it's worthwhile to publish. Look at number 13, Mesupar, there's a story. This comes from the Hakdama to the Shalas Tshuvas Kanfei Yoina. And he writes the following, Mesupar, there's a story. Someone came to the Gra with his commentary to a new Siddur. Ayin Hagra the Sefer. The Gra looks into the Sefer. Umatza, he finds Shahamachaber Nasan Tam Lahaschala Seder Atfila. Ba'adon Olam. The Mechaber writes that why it has a Siddur. Why does a Siddur begin with Adon Olam? Based on the words of Shimba Yechai, that because the Gemara says, Miyam Shabara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sa'olam, Lo Haya Adam Shekar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adoin, until Abraham. And since Abraham Avinu was Mesakein Shachris, that is why, what? We say, Adoin Olam, in Shachris. So the Gemara says, wow, if this was the only thing that it has in the Sefer, it would be worthwhile to publish. Barry, look at number 16, where he brings down the same thing. Why we start Shachris with Adon Olam? Why do we start Shmoneh Esrei with Adoy Shem Sefasai Tiftach? Not Yud Kei Vav Kei, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. For the same reason, we are invoking this chus of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu innovated the concept that Hashem is Adon Olam, and that is why the Mishnah tells us by the Shechitas HaTamid. How do we know if it's light outside? How do we know if it's daybreak, if it's dawn? So what does the Mishnah say? Go out and see. Go out and see whether the eastern horizon has lit up till Chevron. Why are we bringing in Chevron? Because we're invoking Chasavos of Avram Avinu. And that is why we start with Adon Olam. We start with Adoy Shem Sefasai Tiftach to be Mazkir, the Chos of Avram Avinu. And that is why we begin, even before Adon Olam, Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov. We bring out the Midah of Chesed, which was the Midah of Avraham Avinu.
So let me ask you, Rabbi. Why is it then that the only time the Chazan, when they start davening, says Adon Olam is on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur?
It's not something the Chazan has to say. No, most of the davening.
Adon Olam is so important.
We're not saying it's...
Not only as a Kehila. We should say Adon Olam. We end off Adon Olam.
First, let the people come, you know? Let them be there for that part. Then we'll worry about saying it out loud.
Because nobody would hear it at the beginning.
Rabbi, it's a very interesting. The Meshech Chachma wants to know that we know we wear Talis and Tefillin. What is this man of Talis and Tefillin?
All day.
All day. So why do we wear it by Shachris?
Wow.
Could do it anytime. There's nothing to do with Shachris. So do it right away when you get up, before Shachris.
But you have to wash your hands.
So wash your hands, put on talis and tefillin.
No, but you have to recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu's power. That's why you say...
So do it. What does it got to do with Shachris?
Put it on. Take him off and then daven.
Lulav and Esrog, right? You know, you wake up in the morning, you go out to do a Lulav and Esrog, you're holding the whole Shachris? What are we wearing Talis and Tefillin during Shachris for? You can do it any time during the day. Says the Meshachach, you know why we wear Talis and Tefillin by Shachris? Because who is Mesakein Shachris? Aravinu, And in whose zechus do we have talis and tefillin? Amar Avinu, look back at number 6. Amar Avinu says to the Melech Tzedakah, "Imichud v'yad tzroich nal." I'm not going to take a shoelace. I'm not going to take a shoe strap. I'm not going to take a string, and I won't take a shoe strap. Says the Gemara in Chula number 7, Amar Rava. Because Avram Avinu said, I'm not going to take a shoelace. Because he said, I'm not going to take a shoe strap. Klal Yisrael was zeichah to two mitzvahs. The string of tzitzis and the strap of tefillin. So who was Masakein Shachris? Avraham. And in whose zechus do we have talis and tefillin? Avraham. So what better time is there to wear talis and tefillin than Shachris? Says the Meshech Chachma, look at number 17. Uvechulen. The Gemara tells us in Chulen, Beschar, Shamar Avraham Avinu, Imichut V'yad Tzrech Nal, Zachu Banav L'shtei Mitzvahis, Klal Yisrael Rezecha to two mitzvahs, L'chut of Tcheles, Uretzua Shel Tfilin. Says the Meshech Chachma, why were they misakin to wear talis and tefillin by Shachris? If really you could do these mitzvahs the entire day? The answer is, V'yitachin, it is very possible. Shebetfilas Shachris Sha'Avraham Tikna, that in Shachris that Avraham was Mesakin, Kol Yisrael Melubashim Betfilin V'talas Gadol Mishum Zeh, because Avraham was the one who allowed us to merit these two great mitzvahs. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says an amazing thing. And by the way, the Levush writes the same thing. If why do we have tefillin? In the zechus that Avraham said, I'm not going to take a shoelace. So don't we see there's a very strong connection between shoelaces and tefillin? So therefore, it makes a lot of sense that if the tefillin you put tie onto your left arm, your shoelaces you should put on your left, you should tie your left shoe first, because it was in the merit that Avraham said, I'm not going to take a shoelace. That what? That we were zeicha to the mitzvah of tefillin.
So does a lefty also tie his right shoe first?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he puts on his tefillin on the right arm. He puts his tefillin on his right arm.
So? But that's because it's yateo, right?
Yeah, but the shoelaces follow the tefillin. So whatever the tefillin is, look at Rabbi Kivega number 8. Look at Rabbi, amazing thing. Dit chashivus tefillin hu bikshira. Ra'isi b'sefer Emek HaMelech. I saw in the Sefer Emek HaMelech, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Parshas Lech Lecha. Tam l'shvach, a beautiful reason why we tie our left shoe first. Api may dechsiv. Dechazal, you want to close the door? Pei test, the Gemara in Chulin tells us, B'schar sha'amar Abraham, imichud v'yad tzroich nal, zochu banav l'beiz mitzvos. In the schus that he said, I'm not going to take a string, I'm not going to take a shoe strap, we were zeichet to two mitzvahs. Chud shal tcheles, or tzur shal tefillin. Mishum hachi, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, because of this, kivan de zachu le tefillin, neged sh'amar ad tzreich now. Since we were zeichet to tefillin, because he said, I'm not going to take the strap of a shoe, therefore chashivus was given to the shoelaces on the left side. Nitein chashivus lisreich now, likshar tchila b'smal, shekoshim ad tefillin. That is the connection between tefillin and shoelaces, because Avraham Avinu said, I'm not going to take a shoelace, and in that schus we rezecha to tefillin, so therefore we give chashivus to shoelaces in the same way we give importance to tefillin. It goes so far, listen to this, look at number 10 for a minute. We know there are three cardinal sins you got to give up your life for. What are they? Right, but that's only under normal circumstances. But if it's a shas shmad, even for a mitzvah kala, you have to give up your life. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, going over to Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, says, not only that, even not at a shas shmad, even at a normal time, if it's public, if it's in front of 10 people, you have to give up your life for any mitzvah. For any mitzvah.
Where did they learn that out?
Okay, that's a separate sugya. So the three cardinal sins are, you always have to give up your life. But if it's a shashmad, or if it's public, you got to give up your life even for a mitzvah kala. Says the Gemara, what's a mitzvah kala? Says Gemara, Afilu Leshnuye Arkasa de Masani, even to change your shoelaces. Even to change your shoelaces, you got to give up your life. What does this mean?
The human life is so precious according to the Torah.
Yeah, but not for this. Not as precious as this.
Changing your shoelaces.
Now, what does it mean to change your shoelace? So the Rif writes that Jews used to wear a certain color shoelaces. And Goyim wore a different color shoelaces. Goyim used to wear red shoelaces. And Yidden used to wear black shoelaces. And if a guy came to a Jew publicly and he said, change your color shoelaces to red, you're obligated to give up your life. So the Taras Chaim wants to know. Slip-ons. That's why I wear slip-ons. Yeah? So the Taras Chaim wants to know, why did Jews used to wear black shoelaces? So he says, very simple. Because the whole reason why we're zaycha to tefillin, the reason we were zaycha to tefillin is why? In this chesed, Avram Avinu said, I'm not going to take a string, I'm not going to take a shoelace. So we find there's a connection between shoelaces and tefillin. So that's why it was a minug be Yisrael to have black shoelaces like the ritzuos of tefillin. And therefore, if the goyim, not only if the goyim say, we want you to stop keeping the mitzvah of tefillin, even if they say, we want you to stop following a custom which is merely symbolic of tefillin, in a shas shmad, in a time where the goyim are specifically trying to uproot the Torah, you have to give up your life not only for a mitzvah, but even for a small minhag.
So why are we allowed to wear loafers without these shoelaces altered?
Because not a minhag anymore. It was a minhag at that time. It was a minhag at that time. It's no longer considered a traditional Jewish custom. They wore it in the times of the Gemara. Nowadays, it's not a custom anymore. But what do we see from here? There is some kind of strong connection between shoelaces and tefillin. That's all we got. That's all they tell us. So I'm thinking, what in the world is the connection between shoelaces and tefillin? And the next part of the shir, you like it, you like it. You don't like it, you don't like it. Okay. Take it or leave it. So we find something very interesting. That when Hashem comes to Moshe Rabbeinu at the burning bush, Hashem tells Moshe, what? Take off your shoes. Take off your shoes. Huh? Why? Why should he take off his shoes? Says the Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says the following. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, if I were to ask you right now, this is something we've learned before. Where is your neshama?
In your heart.
So we would say in your heart, in your brain, in your eye. Okay. None of those answers are really completely true. The majority of your neshama is right now in Shemayim. Tachas Kisei HaKavod. And it trickles down, 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 down through all the different olamos until it enters your body. The part of the neshama that enters the body is only the heel of the neshama. It's only the bottom part of the neshama. The body to the neshama is analogous to a shoe. What does a shoe hold? It holds the... You don't live in your shoe. Unless you're the old lady, you don't live in your shoe, right? The shoe merely houses the bottommost part of the body, the heel. The body to the neshama is like the shoe to the body. Right? The body is the shoe. The neshama is the primary part of our existence. And only the bottom part is entering the guf.
How do we know that only a small part of the neshama...
That's what the Nefesh HaChaim tells us.
That's what he said.
He brings rayas from the Zohar, that because the Zohar says, Avraham, Avraham, in next week's parsha, they're tucha. If you want, I'll talk to you about it after. That's what he says. That is why, whenever you're in a makam kadosh, like in the Beis HaMikdash, where you need to be focusing on the existence of the neshama, we say, take off your shoe. That's only a symbolic gesture. The gesture is, focus on the neshama. Forget about the guf, focus on the neshama. So the shoe represents your body. The shoe represents your body. Now, the body, sometimes, if it's not connected to the neshama, if it's not in touch with the neshama, the body could go off. The body could run after its own desires, run after what it sees, run after what it desires, run after whatever it wants. So, right? The body, which is analogous to what? The shoe, could fall off, could become loose. What ensures that our guf doesn't become loose? That we don't follow the desires of our heart and don't follow the desire? What mitzvah that we do ensures that our heart does not veer off, that our mind does not veer off, that our mind is subjugated to God, that our body and heart are subjugated to God? Tefillin. Tefillin is the mitzvah that ensures that our guf doesn't become loose. That's what we say when we put on tefillin. Look at number 21. Look at number 21. We say, some people say the tefillah before we put on tefillin. Why do we put tefillin on the arm opposite the heart? Why opposite the heart? To be meshabed, to subjugate our taivos and our thoughts to God. Why do we put it neged hamayach? Because the neshama is our mouth. We want to subjugate all of our feelings and all of our abilities and all of our kaychos and all of our taivos to Ribbono Shel Olam. The tefillin are the mitzvah that ensure the guf does not become disattached from the neshama. In other words, the tefillin makes sure our shoes don't fall off. Right? The tefillin makes sure that the shoe, which is the guf, doesn't become loose from the neshama. That's what the shoelaces are. The shoelaces are, make sure your shoes don't fall off. The tefillin makes sure that the guf does not become too loose. That's the connection between the shoelace and the tefillin. The tefillin are the mitzvah. The tefillin are the mitzvah that ensure that the guf, which houses the neshama, does not fall off, does not go out on its own, does not become loose. The tefillin, so to speak, are the shoelaces of the body. Or, we could say, even deeper. The Malbim writes in Parshas Kisetze, what do we do to Yivama, right? So a man, who doesn't want to marry the deceased, his deceased brother's wife, so what does he do? We take off his shoe, and she spits. Why in the world are we taking off his shoe? Why are we taking off the guy's shoe? Says the Malbim, because the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, that a king rides on a horse, a free man rides on a donkey, and a human being wears shoes. A king rides on a horse, a free man rides on a donkey, and a human being wears shoes. In other words, what's the Gemara saying? The predominant characteristic of an Adam is that he wears shoes. What? I would have said the predominant characteristic of an Adam is he has das, or he could talk. That's how we describe a human being. A human being is someone who wears shoes. I mean, you could put shoes on a donkey. How are shoes symbolic of the greatness of man? So the Malbim says like this, why do we wear shoes? It's not merely to protect our feet. If you wanted to protect your feet, you could wear iron boots. You could wear... Why do we wear leather shoes? You know why we wear leather shoes? Because there are animals that could talk. You know, whales communicate. Monkeys could communicate. There are animals that have certain levels of das. The predominant characteristic of man is not their ability to talk, and it's not their ability to think. What is it? There's one difference that human beings have that animals don't have. Free choice. Animal could exhibit a certain element of intelligence, could even communicate to a certain degree, but no animal will ever act with intelligence because he chooses to. An animal cannot choose. An animal, whatever it does, is already ingrained and inborn. Human beings are the only creature that can choose to do what they please. right? They could choose. They could choose to do what they please. So therefore, human beings wear shoes which are made out of balei chayim, which are made out of animals, to indicate the fact that we are one notch above them, because we have the ability of free choice. That's why in the olden days, how did they used to make a kinyan? They would take off their shoe and exchange the shoe for something. Why the shoe? So the mom says, because the shoe represents the greatest ability that man has. And if you want to honor your friend, you say, you know how I'm going to prove to you that this is an authoritative transaction? I'll give you everything. I'll even give you my shoe. Because my shoe represents my greatest faculty. That is why we could add, what bracha do you make on shoes in the morning? Sha'asali kol tzarki. I have everything.
Because why do you take them off on Yom Kippur? It's reducing us to the level of an animal.
Possibly, but you could also mean the other way. We'll talk about that after the share. He discusses that.
You have a lot to talk to him about.
Yeah, no problem. So therefore, the Malbim says, shoes represent the ability to go against one's nature and choose the correct path in life. That is why this Yavam, he says, I don't want to marry her. What do you mean you don't want to marry her? But the Torah gives you a mitzvah to marry her. Nah, I don't like her nose. When you don't, because you don't like her nose, you're not going to fulfill a mitzvah. So go against your nature. Fulfill the mitzvah even though you don't like her nose. No, I don't want to. I'll do what I want to do. Oh, you do. You don't have the ability to choose. You don't have the ability to go against your nature. Take off your shoe. Take off your shoe. Yeah, he's not sure. He's going along with his instinct. That's what the Malbim says. So shoes represent man's ability to utilize his free choice and not give in to his taiva, not give in to his desires. Perhaps that is the connection, again, between tefillin and shoes. Because tefillin also, the purpose of tefillin is to subjugate our thoughts, subjugate our desires, subjugate our taivos to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It demonstrates our ability to fight against what we want and subjugate them to Hashem. That is symbolic of, that is what the shoe is symbolic of. The shoe is symbolic of our notch above the animal, that we have that ability to choose, and perhaps that is the connection. Avraham Avinu says, I don't want your shoe. I don't want your shoe. I don't want anything from you. And that perhaps is somewhat of the connection between shoes and tefillin. Rabbosai, Agun Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.